I had to follow the elections on social media, the radio, and even from my parents and other relatives. Everything went on smoothly. It was an interesting moment to observe a higher voter turnout as compared to that of the 2019 elections, which was around 77%. This year, it was slightly higher, around 79%, with a lot more of young voters as opposed to 2019.
How popular do you think Prime Minister Junot's government is, and what are the chances that the Prime Minister will be re-elected?
To be honest, it seems like he's not going to win a third term. His first term was in 2017 when his late father, Sir Anirudh Jagnauth, passed the prime ministership to him in an almost seamless and democratic exercise. His second term was in 2019. A third term looks difficult, especially that this is the first election that he's contesting without his father, who many Mauritians consider as the one who transformed the Mauritian economy. Pravin Jagnauth also had to deal with the COVID-19 crisis, the Wakashio scandal, high inflation, so many issues that speak so loud to the younger generations of the country. But I have to say that we have to wait until tomorrow morning to know for sure who will be the next prime minister. The 2019 elections also indicated that Pravin Jagnauth and his other allies were not going to form the next government, but this is exactly what happened. The chances of him winning again are slim, but it is still early for a conclusion now.
Sometime last week, the government banned social media websites. Do you think this might have any impact on Sunday's voting?
The social media ban was provoked by leaked conversations between the prime minister himself and his ministers, even his private conversations with his wife, journalist conversations, and even ambassadors. Some of these conversations, which as of now we cannot be sure about whether they have been AI generated, are on corruptions happening, nepotism in state institutions, and even communal comments. This forced the government to ban social media, that is Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. This social media ban negatively impacted most age groups. For children and teenagers who are currently writing exams, could not follow their online tutions on YouTube. Other young professionals who work on social media could not do so, especially for those having online business. Even for others, following online prayers were penalized. It was definitely an awakening moment whereby many Mauritians felt that their freedom of expression was being threatened. This could also explain why the young voter turnout was higher this year as opposed to 2019.